As the number of sick, wounded and hungry Syrians continues to grow, the United Nations is calling for a pause in the fighting. They hope this will allow them to get vital aid to those who need it most and evacuate others who are critically unwell. UN officials have singled out several areas of particular concern, being targeted by a Turkish offensive. UN Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Laki says the situation is very difficult.
There are hundreds of thousands of people who are internally displaced there, on the run, extremely vulnerable, and they come under attack and under bombardment. That is completely unacceptable. So all these things taken together has prompted the UN team in Damascus to come up and say enough is enough. Now we need a humanitarian pause, because for us to do our jobs, we need the conditions for this to happen.
It's been several weeks since Turkey began an operation to drive out Syrian Kurdish militia from parts of the war-torn nation. Meanwhile, Russian and Syrian government forces continue to target rebel areas from the air. The UN's humanitarian agency says a plan to reach besieged areas is being held up by access restrictions or disagreements over locations, supplies and number of beneficiaries. Mr. Laki says thousands of people remain trapped in Aleppo and spoke about the dismal conditions in former IS stronghold Raqqa, rebel-held Idlib province, eastern Ghouta and other besieged villages. He says many people haven't seen aid for months.
As humanitarians, we are trying to reach those most in need first. So when we are unable to reach those most in need, for example, in this situation, those in besieged areas who have seen no aid whatsoever for weeks and months in East Ghouta and in Fora and Kenfraya, we call from the rooftops, if you like.
The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group estimates at least 70 people died in one day alone in recent government airstrikes near the capital, Damascus. Rescue workers in Idlib province reported gas was among the weapons used. The US and Britain have sharply criticised Russia for failing to condemn Syrian government forces' use of chemical weapons. The US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, was livid.
There is obvious evidence from dozens of victims. So we proposed a Security Council press statement condemning these attacks. So far, Russia has delayed the adoption of this statement, a simple condemnation of Syrian children being suffocated by chlorine gas.
At a camp for internally displaced Syrians near the border with Turkey, residents describe hearing shells rain down on them from all sides in the conflict.
Three shells were fired at us by the PKK. They targeted us in the camp. The people in the camp here are civilians. They are not involved in anything at all. Those who are here have been displaced for 6 years, and we can't sleep through the night. They target us every night.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.